The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. He's been magnificent reporting objectively on all of this. Now, the death toll rising, but is it approaching a plateau?
Well, that's really the question. I mean, New York's death toll today, it was kind of a landmark for us, went higher than what happened on 9/11, World Trade Center, at 3,202 people in New York. So we've got, you know, a lot of deaths here. And they're still going up. They're just not going up as quickly as they were. The rate of increase is slowing down rather dramatically. Across the U.S. now, we've lost about 11,000 people. Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York, and everybody's paying attention to him because New York's become sort of the epicenter. It's the most densely populated city, of course, the largest population in this country. He said he does think that the latest stats, which show this rate of infection slowing down and plateauing, should mean that the downslope is in our near future, provided we continue to be careful. So that's a pretty important thing. Some parts of the country have never had very many cases. And common sense precautions should mitigate a lot of whatever the outbreak could be there. So I have a feeling that, as we said a few days ago, it won't be long when they'll start to try to dial this stuff back, because I think in their heart of hearts, they know they went a little too far.
Yes.
And they worry, rightly, that the cure may be worse than the illness.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? This economic cost. Yeah. Now, banks are coping with a flood of applications.
Well, we're talking about, by one report, 7,000 applications per hour for people who are looking for federally guaranteed loans. There's no bank that can cope with 7,000 applications per hour. But that's what's happening all over the country, as the small businesses are saying, here we are. You want to give us money? My hand's in the air. I'm ready for it. Some checks have flowed, but not in the big numbers that they've talked about. All of a sudden, you know, they've gone from just going along in life, and now they've got $2 trillion they want to give away. A lot of people want it, but how do you set up the system that actually passes it out? Some of it will be according to Social Security numbers. The IRS can help and things like that, but it's very complicated. The Small Business Administration and other government agencies are swamped and not really able or prepared, and who would be prepared for this kind of onslaught?
It is an onslaught, isn't it? You and I talked months ago about an economic coma. That's where we are. We've got to come out of this coma. We here keep talking about getting across the bridge. I think we've got to cross this bridge pretty soon. All right, Harley, good luck today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America. 131873 is my open line number. News next at 8:30.